Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The outfit is picked out. I am ready to go for my second big 5K in just a couple weeks.
I'm rooting for you. And here, you told me that you and your group, you plan on walking it.
Yes.
Okay, there's not going to be any running involved. But I know how competitive you are.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is there any part of you that has the feeling of when you get close to the finish line, you might break away a little bit to make sure that you finish first before all of them?
Make a mad dash for it and be like, oh, sorry, guys.
Sorry, had to speed walk. Or do you think you guys might, like, you know, conjoin arms, all cross at the same time?
I don't think it's going to be all like kumbaya like that. I think it's just going to be whoever crosses, crosses.
Yeah, sure. Whatever happens, happens.
We're not going to be looking at times. But it's funny that you bring up the finish line, because I just got an email the other day from the Claremont Turkey Trot that I did.
Thanksgiving, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, hey, check out pictures from when you cross the finish line. And I was like, okay, like, I want to see my picture. And there were like 26 pages of pictures, right? And I knew I came in 1,661st.
Congratulations.
So I knew I could get into the 20s before I was going to see my picture, right? So I start clicking through, and I could not find my picture. I think the photographer was done by the time I crossed the line.
His shift was over.
They didn't want to pay him overtime to wait for me to cross.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Olympics 2040 going to have none other than Corona resident Reese Donatelli.
If you're raising a little Sean Johnson, my daughter Reese has been wanting to do gymnastics for the longest time, and finally we got her signed up. She had her very first day.
Oh my gosh, did she love it?
She did. She was beaming from ear to ear, so I had to sit her down because I had missed out. Mom had taken her, but I had to get the full recap on how the day went.
What was your favorite part about it?
There's teachers there.
What did they teach you?
I just flipped down the mat.
Wait, were the flips big?
Yes, and I did the biggest flip ever.
What else do they have?
Bounce beans.
There's no way you stood on one of those.
I did.
Did you fall off?
Mm-mm.
Wow. So do you think after one day of gymnastics that you're good enough to be in the Olympics?
No.
Last question. Did you like it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love that. So is she going to go? Was that a one time or is she signed up in a class
now?
Oh
no, she's in a class. She tells me that she's going every single Tuesday, and she tells me adults can't do it because my mom called and wanted to know how it went. And Reese said, no, adults can't do it. You can watch, but it's just for kids. So just for her. But I really want to see her on the balance bean that she said she did.
The bean?
Yes. The fact that she is so interested in the videos that I saw, she might have a knack for this. There might be something there.
Oh gosh, you're already turning into a sports parent, huh? My kid is the best 4-year-old to ever be on the balance beam.
Maybe.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Being the Christmas lover that I am, I had a video pop up on my TikTok, and it was talking about the song Santa Baby. And there's this particular line.
Santa Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
And the woman was like, oh my gosh, all these years, and I thought it was saying slip a stable under the tree.
Sable.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, it's a sable. It's like the Buick Sable, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, a Buick Sable does not exist. Do you know what a sable is?
I have not a clue.
I had to look it up because after she said that, I was like, wait, hold on. Am I thinking of the right thing? No, a sable is an animal, and in the song, they're referring to a fur coat.
Oh.
I thought Eartha Kitt, along with the yacht and the Corvette, wanted a Buick underneath. I had to look that up. It's a lightsaber.
I thought it was Star Wars, those lightsables.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
What is this? Did the goods finally come in?
It's a little early Christmas present for you.
Oh my gosh, you got your Christmas cards.
Finally, after days, hours, I mean, going back and forth with these guys to get the Christmas cards corrected and fixed, and there was delays. We finally got them yesterday. My wife picked them up. Tell me what you think.
Let's see. I'm going to open it up.
Yeah.
Live, because I have not seen them yet.
I'll tell you this. I think this is one of the best pictures we've taken as a family. The card itself, I don't know if it looks a little grainy still.
Oh, that is adorable. Very, very cute. That is a great picture of all of you guys.
But who looks the cutest?
I'd have to go with the kids.
And your wife. Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
In that order.
Do I look okay?
Oh, you're in the picture too.
Notice how I'm chin up looking a little higher so my bald spot does not show in the photo.
Oh, and the kids on the back.
And then Reese and Banks took a really cute picture. Like, oh, we got to put both of them on there. So, okay, and you like it though.
And the company put their logo on your Christmas card.
How dare they? I'm trying to figure out how to delete it. And I'm like, do I white out all of these? And I'm like, you know what? Whatever. Give them credit. Don't have time to fix this.
No, I would have put a little sticky tag next to it and be like, do not order your cards from them. This is our fourth reprints. No, yeah. Those came out very, very cute.
Okay, good. Well, thank you.
So they will stay in my house until December 31st.
I cannot believe.
No, I told you. I'm gonna make a project with Christmas cards this
year. You're
doing
what? The placemats?
I think I'm going to try and do, the little placemat thing.
You take all the cards, do you chop them up? Do you kind of cut them to form a...
The one my grandma did is, she cut like circles out of all of them. And then you put all the circles together, make a big placemat.
Okay, make sure when you cut your circle that I'm still in the photo.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to put something hot right on your face next Christmas.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
You've got problems? They've got answers. Kelly and Anthony's DM Dilemma.
All right, you know the holidays are here, so there is no shortage of drama. Anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs, just like Lindsay did. Not her real name. Here's what Lindsay said, though. Help me decide if it's my hormones or if this really is an issue. My mother-in-law wants to stay with me and my husband for Christmas. She normally does, but this year is different. I just had a baby about a month ago. It's our first child, and I feel like we're still trying to get into the groove of being parents. I appreciate that she wants to help, but I feel like it's too much too soon. I suggested to my husband that this year she should get a hotel nearby. Of course, he doesn't see a problem with it because it's his mother, and he says we should not turn away people who want to help us.
I'm going to knock this thing out. We don't even have to have a discussion. We don't got to take callers because I'm gonna put it to bed right now. Mama gets to make the call.
Which mama? Just,
the new mama. The new mama who has the, 1-month-old baby?
Lindsay?
I've just been in this position. We have a 10-month-old, and I've realized, even when our daughter was born 4 years ago, that when that baby arrives, I mean, mama did a lot of work, okay? Was it 9 months women are pregnant? Mm-hmm. Is that how that works?
Yeah. Let me tell you about the birds and bees.
She needs and wants her space. Okay, I get it. The extra help is very sweet to offer.
Mm-hmm.
But during this time from like the newborn period, from like when the baby's born to a handful of months after that, mama's figuring stuff out. She needs her room. She needs her space. So maybe this year, maybe mother-in-law, you stay close by. Maybe you get a room down the road.
Then again, you're the guy who wouldn't even let your relatives stay in your house no matter how old your kids are. Yeah, I remember that conversation.
Bingo.
So, I get this, and I get it's the holidays, and I don't know, maybe this is the first grandchild. I remember being pregnant and wanting my space as well, but I know the excitement that it brought my mom and my mother-in-law when the babies were here. So I do agree with you that, yeah, maybe staying in the house, that might be a little much because you are dealing with your hormones. You're trying to figure out how to be a mom. It's late nights and no sleep and there's already stress. So I would also say, yes, you should probably get a hotel nearby, but maybe, hey, do you want to stay one night? Because I'll guarantee that grandma's going to stay one night. That baby's going, what, every 3 hours and waking up. She's not going to stay another night.
But here's the thing. Even if the baby wakes up that often, which, trust me, they do.
Uh-huh.
Grandma can't do too much because as the husband, I'm seeing it firsthand. There's not much I can do because right. Mama's still feeding. There's still... Baby and mom are still very attached. So if grandma wants to come over and help, you can come back the next morning. Yeah, you can do the dishes. You can help with the laundry. You can, you know, hold the baby while we're trying to take a nap. But the whole overnight thing doesn't make sense.
Well, if it's overnight, what does it bug you if the grandma's sleeping? If she's not going to be helping you, what does it matter?
Because now there's just not enough room.
What do you think? What would you tell Lindsay or this mother-in-law? Do you have some advice for the DM dilemma? Home for the holidays or hotel for the holidays? What is this mother-in-law to do? Lindsay, not her real name, is a new mommy. Her baby is about a month old. And they have a tradition where her mother-in-law comes to stay with her and her husband. But now that the baby's here and they're trying to adjust as new parents, she suggested that maybe the mother-in-law should get a hotel. Her husband, and of course it's his mom, says, no, she should just stay with us. We should not be turning away help at this time.
The 909 makes a great point here, saying, I'm sorry, but the new father is the help that she needs. He should be stepping up while mom is resting 100%. And I wonder if in the back of his head, he wants his mom to come to the house so that he doesn't have to do any more work than he's already doing.
Maybe he's thinking, yeah, this is going to be a break for him more so than... the wife.
If he has not stepped up yet, then something is wrong with him.
951 says, if you want the mom to get a hotel, maybe you should offer to pay for it. Maybe it's a monetary thing why she wants to stay with you. So, hey, would love for you to come out, but because we're adjusting, we got you a nice room. It's X amount of miles away.
I agree with that because it's said that the mother-in-law comes back for Christmas every single year.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's going to be a change to it and she, you know, she's still coming, then yeah, maybe you guys do put her up in the hotel. I think that's fair.
Serena in San Bernardino, what are your thoughts on the DM dilemma?
I think that it's important. It's not just about, you know, the three of them and what we call like survival, right? Once you have a baby. I think also for the mom, the doctor gives you that 6 weeks and that's a recovery if everything goes smooth, let alone 8 weeks. And nobody wants to be in the comfort of their home, step and move, because somebody else is there. So it's, you know, healthy mom, healthy baby.
So grandma needs to take a step back. Let her get through this and maybe they can resume the tradition next holiday.
Absolutely. And if anything, the husband should support, you know, his wife in her recovery with baby.
100%. And it's not, you know, a knock to the mother-in-law saying, hey, stay out of here. It's just we're not ready quite yet.
Exactly. And it's not to say she can't come over, right, or hang out, but it's one of those where in the middle of the night, if you're having to make a bottle or you're feeding, oh, I got to get up and move now because you're here. And it's just something, you know, especially as a first-time mom versus a second-time mom who's like, you know, I'm going to feed my baby wherever.
That is so true, yeah. The difference between the first and the second. 949 says, though, it's just the holidays. It's not like she's moving in. Maybe just suck it up, let grandma stay, because then the grandma is going to be able to bond with her grandchild.
Okay, but it's more important for the mom to do the bonding with the child, and it's more important for mom to be comfortable as she's going through this recovery time. It's just, I know it probably just sounds so simple and so grateful to have the extra hands helping, but there's a little more to it.
Well, and I like this text that came in from the 909, too. I think they pinpoint a good point here that the husband is on board with this. It's his mom. But the fact that his wife is not on board with it, that might be the bigger problem.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna need you to step up and tell your mom that, hey, this is gonna be a little bit different because we're adjusting. It's an adjustment period. Would love to have you come over, maybe spend the full day with us. It's not that we don't want to see you, but staying the night might be a little much.
Bada bing.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
It is the most expensive time of the year, especially if you're Anthony.
Got a bill yesterday. As you can recall, a little bit earlier in the year, I spent some time in the hospital. Thankfully, everything's good now. And I was starting to think, oh, maybe Kaiser forgot to send me a bill for my stay.
No, they don't forget about those bills.
No, they certainly did not. So that popped up in the mail yesterday. And then I also recently had a root canal, had some dental work done this year. You know, I go to my bi-weekly chiropractor appointments.
Weren't you just making fun of Philip Rivers being old?
I sure was.
And here you are.
So anyway, this really is the most expensive time of the year, and I haven't even really bought a single Christmas present. So my wife is like, okay, buddy, like, you are costing us a fortune this year.
Is she going to put like a little bow on your tooth and be like, that's what you got, your root canal? Merry Christmas.
Maybe, but hey, you can't put a price on me being alive, right?
I mean, yes, that's one way to put it, is maybe you just need to put a bow on yourself. Like, you're welcome, I'm still here.
It might be. I'm hoping for a healthier 2026. I mean, I'm pretty healthy, too. Just had some things not bounce my way this year.
Does all this, though, make you feel a little bit older? Like, man, hospital stays and root canals and opening up my mail and it's nothing but medical bills.
I guess a little bit, because actually it hit me yesterday when they were talking about, because I had to go back and put my permanent cap on the tooth that they had worked on. And they were telling me, you know, as they're working on it, they're like, you're not going to feel anything because the root's gone. It's a dead tooth. And I'm sitting there and they're working on it. And I kind of see in the mirror, like, the tooth is gone. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you have a dead tooth. Like, you had your teeth forever. And now there's one that's no longer with us.
Were you sad? Did you have a little funeral for your tooth?
It hit me a little bit, though. Like, it hit me, like, the whole age thing. Like you said, I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, you're just getting older.
Well,
so
if it makes you feel better, something happened recently to me, and it was a slap in the face just how old I am. Oh, somebody pass me a cane because I officially feel so old. I recently got a new car, and I wanted to get a new license plate frame, and I've had, since I graduated from University of Laverne, a Nye license plate frame. Well, it ended up cracking, so I said, you know what? I'm going to go back to ULV. I'm going to pick up a new one. I haven't been to my college since I graduated, and that was a long time ago.
It was 40 years ago.
It was not 40 years ago. And it is so different. Like, I'm telling you, there are full-blown buildings that weren't there when I went to college there.
Can I tell you, the same thing happened to me at Cal State San Bernardino. I was there, let's see, so I graduated, and I think the last time I was back was probably 5 or 6 years after, so not too long.
Mm-hmm.
They already had like 3 new buildings.
Yeah.
So much more cool stuff than when I was there. I'm like, guys, excuse me.
Yeah, why didn't I get any of this?
But they had like a bowling alley, a video game room.
What?
But they did have the Taco Bell when I was there, so that's still a win.
I'll tell you the one thing that did not change. I went back to the communications building because that's what I majored in, and there was a radio station there, and I happened to be on KULV, DJ K-Money. Oh, yeah. He took me into the studio, my old professor, Shane, and the studio had not changed at all.
Same thing.
That was like the one thing that like stood the test of time, and it still looks like you were walking into like the 70s because it was old when I went there.
They don't have like a wall of fame thing there, do they?
They have some of the people who are still in radio, and they had me sign the banner. They had a picture from K-Frog, but definitely needs to get updated.
And how did you sign it? What did you write? Did you write Kelly or did you write K-Money?
I wrote Kelly Green.
You're lame.
The green had a dollar sign after it, though.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.